License number AB-459.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC. Welcome to William Wallace for America. It's your time to speak out about the things that make America the greatest country on earth. And also find things in our country that we can unite on. Your host is William Wallace. William welcomes your positive solutions and questions by calling 504-556-9696. And now your host, William Wallace.
Thank you so much for tuning in to my show today with my show, William Wallace for America. Again, this show today is brought to you by Pell Hughes Printing for all of your printing and direct mail needs. Please call Pell Hughes Printing, because they are up not only on the data on making your mailing successful, they've been doing it for quite a long time. They can take care of lots of printing, layout. Either way, if you're running for office, you need to call Pell Hughes. I like talk about this election's coming up this time around, but I've got a parallel note that I want to bring up when it comes to elections. And I had this thought actually earlier today on the way down here. I said, you know, we as a people have a tendency to be so one-dimensional when it comes to not only candidates, but to party. Not only to candidates and party, but also to ideologies. And even worse yet, many people are stuck to the narratives they're listening to. They get sucked in by the narrative. They get locked into the ideology. And then, as a result, they become one-dimensional voters, where they get locked onto one candidate that adheres their ideologies, or the narratives that are being used to, well, divide us up. I've gotten to a point where I'm looking at some of the candidates here in Louisiana, and I'm not going to name any names. I'm just going to kind of give you some things to think about. There are some candidates that have all the right bona fides. They say all the right things, and they adhere to all the narratives and ideologies that I just love hearing, or my friends love hearing, or they believe in. But then, when I look at sometimes how they take part in the same party politics that we don't like or blame other parties for doing, but yet we still support them because they adhere to our ideologies or our narratives. They speak to us. We still like them. Even though behind the scenes, they're still playing and doing the same dirty tricks that we accuse everybody else of. So I thought about it, and I thought about how one-dimensional we as not only people, but voters can be, that when you look at how hypocritical that is, just when you think about it just like that. When you look at this and you go, well, as long as it's not being done to me and it's being done to thee, I'm okay. Well, you know, I'm not okay with that. And I took a long time getting to where I'm saying this. Maybe I've circled it a little bit too much. But there's a lot of candidates out there that I really like as people and what they're saying. But being on the radio, I get told a lot of other information, and I hear things, and I observe the political races in another way. And then I see what's going on behind the scenes. We have some candidates in our state right now that are running for office. Some are statewide, some are local. And, you know, some of them I just really like. And some are the most popular candidates. Some are the best. Some have good qualities. But because I know what they're doing or what's been done, I back off. Oftentimes, I'll support the underdog who's just running on their basic qualities, their basic characteristics. They're running out of passion. They're running because they really believe in what they're doing. They're not the most popular oftentimes because they're not playing the political game. They're not the new girl on the block. They are the new girl on the block, but what I'm saying is some of those big names or some of the fancy names, the popular names, they're like the new girl on the block. They're popular. Everybody wants to meet them. Everybody wants to know them. The underdog guy is usually, bad analogy warning here, is usually the nerd. Usually the guy that's like, you know, I might not be the flashy eye candy. I might not be the guy that looks the best or the girl that is, you know, able to convey the narratives and ideologies that are used as the clickbait, or they're used as the catchwords and phrases that everybody wants to hear. They just know a lot. They're smart. They got passion. They've got heart. And all too often, those are the ones that don't get elected. Yet when we look back and we see how many of those people that get elected, that when we look back and we see where we can see where we are today, and we look back and we go, wow, why is anything happening? Why aren't we fixing stuff? Why is stuff still broken? Because we're one-dimensional. Because too many of us just look at that outer shell. We just look at it. It's no different than guys and girls dating. You're looking for that attraction. And the nice guy, you know, comes in and finishes last, and the girls want the bad boys, and the good girls get passed over because they're not the ones that are fun. And I don't mean anything by that at all whatsoever, other than you get it. You know, the popular girl that happens to be the cheerleader, everybody wants to spend time with her. Everybody wants that one. But nobody wants the girl who is smart, takes more time studying than she does putting makeup on. But she's the one that's going to stand by you and pay the bills. She's going to be the one that builds a family. She's going to be the one that helps you provide a stable, well-run household. And unfortunately, like those, there's a lot of candidates that would do a lot of great things for our state and for our country that we completely look over. We pass over. We forget them. Because they're not flashy. They're not spouting the narratives and the ideologies. They're saying what they know excites people. And because we as humans are one-dimensional, particularly when it comes to politics, these people keep getting elected over and over and over. I admit, there's a lot of really great candidates who are really flashy, saying the right things, and I get all excited and go, yeah, they're going to be the next political office holder of this position. But when I sit back and do like I have done a lot in the last couple weeks, and I realize that they're not going to be any different than everyone else, we're going to keep getting what we've been getting. Tune in after the break here with William Wallace for America.
When you can renew, check out Piazza's Top Gun Coatings in Harahan, Louisiana. They can take that tired old patio furniture, railings, rims, and almost anything made of metal and make it look new again. They do powder and ceramic coating and dustless media blasting to clean it. Please visit Piazza's Top Gun Coatings website at topguncoatings.net or call them at 504-667-3626.
So many of my life's most important moments include the talks that I had with my dad outside on our deck. It was where we got away from the distractions of the indoors and just focused on learning from each other. I want to give that time to my own son today. So as I choose to build an outdoor structure for my home, I'm choosing Sequoia Outdoor Supply. They understand what it means to build memories, and they offer everything I need to get that done. Visit SequoiaOutdoorSupply.com to learn more.
I love MyPillow products, and I love that Mike Lindell is so passionate about his products and America. I use the pillows and the slippers and enjoy them so much, I'm placing orders on more of his products using the promo code WWFA at MyPillow.com to get big discounts on any of their products, and you will see what the rest of America loves about the products you can find at MyPillow.com using the promo code WWFA. There is a restaurant on the West Bank side of Jefferson Parish called Signet Landing, and it is a true gem for Louisiana-style dining for lunch or dinner. And their back porch overlooks a bayou with the boats of fishermen and shrimpers, so you know their seafood is fresh. So imagine having a meal at Signet Landing, and you won't be disappointed while the sun sets behind the boating community there at Signet Landing, and tell them William Wallace sent you. When you think of a hotel, you think of someplace you stay when you are away from home. But here in New Orleans, there is a hotel you will want your out-of-town guest to stay at, and you will want to do a staycation there. And the name is Park View Historic Hotel. They are on St. Charles Avenue, overlooking the streetcar line and Audubon Park. Great views on all sides of the Park View Historic Hotel. A historic home with antiques from days gone by with a beautiful history will make any stay at the Park View Historic Hotel a unique experience.
Jenna McCaffrey is a personal injury attorney, not a billboard attorney. With Jenna McCaffrey, it's not business, it's personal. She recognizes that when you have had an accident, you don't need promises. You need personal service, good advice, and someone that takes your situation personally and offers a level of service that makes you feel like your needs were met and not like you had to take a number hoping you will be made whole again. Her number is 504-837-1234. And remember, it's not business, it's personal.
Welcome back to William Wallace for America, where Pell Hughes Printing is a company that I would like for you to check into for all of your printing and direct mail needs, especially if you're running for office. They'll take really good care of you. So my analogy here is that people are one-dimensional, especially when it comes to sticking to their ideologies or narratives, and the candidates that repeat, and adhere to the same beliefs. I know it's common sense. However, oftentimes, as I said in the other segment, a lot of those candidates are doing things contrary to what you believe in. I'll give you an example. There is a U.S. senator that will say some really great things. And I'm not saying names today. And they will go on and on and on about things that we all agree with. And everybody who agrees with these narratives and ideologies all shake their head and cheer this senator on. And they get behind him. They love what he's saying. But he's also a strong proponent for vaccines. And as a result, he loses some other people. However, the people that are still one-dimensional, that is, that still like him for that his ability to humor you with the narratives and ideologies and the funny quips and quotes of things that make you feel like, wow, he's one of me. They ignore the fact that he does things that they also don't agree with. It goes back to that one-dimensional mentality. Just like loyalty to parties, to political parties. All too often, there's so many people that are loyal. They're loyal to their political party, regardless of what it does or who it supports. Again, not naming any names, on some different candidates. It gets to a point where there's so many people that are just loyal to the party, regardless of the fact that it oftentimes supports, pushes up, gets behind, and elevates elected officials that really aren't of your values. Maybe they're not, I don't like to say we're conservative, because remember my shtick is that conservatism, there's as many conservatives on the Democrats as there are the Republicans. I'm just going to leave it at that for right now. My point is, that's not a Republican value. It's a human value in general. That being said, there's a lot of people that are so loyal to their party that claim to be conservative or complain to be of, hold these certain values that makes them Republican, yet they'll support a party who oftentimes elevates people that are either not holding those same values, or maybe they're doing things that we criticize the Democrats of doing. Yet we continue to support them because most of us, many people, are one-dimensional. They support the party because that's the party. They support the brand because that's the brand. We, as voters, have to learn to back off, step away from not only adhering to this party loyalty, not only adhering to a political candidate loyalty, back away from the narratives and ideological loyalties, and look at the situation. Now, I am going to say something here that is kind of negates that a little bit. What do you do if there's like two candidates in the race and they're both screw-ups? They're both doing stupid stuff. Do you just support the lesser of two evils? Yeah, I get it. I mean, it's kind of what's left. Or do you not vote? Or do you just not vote for those people? Don't worry. If you don't vote for those people, somebody will use it for you. I get it. The quagmire to this is that because we are so loyal to a group, a party, an ideology, a narrative, we are stuck in the same place our country has been stuck at for generations. I contend that our country is is stagnant right now. That the reason why we're not, and I get it, we in some ways we're moving technologically. We're moving forward. You can look at things like technology and AI and solar panels and energy and all these new ideas. You see, our mankind is moving forward. Well, when you look at education, when you look at socioeconomic factors and indicators, we're really not moving forward. We're really regressing. Socially, we're not that much further along. Yes, we've learned more acceptance. And while there's some aspects of acceptance that can be good, there's a lot of aspects of acceptance that are bad. You know, we're conditioned to not like somebody if they disagree with the media narratives or the ideologies or the talking points. You know, if you're a Christian and maybe you just don't believe in somebody being able to change their biological sex, you get pushed out of society. It's almost like you face civil death because you don't go along to get along. It's almost like not using your critical thinking skills to get yourself out of that one-dimensional kind of thinking. But the problem is, when the minute you jump out of that box, the minute you say, I'm not going to think one-dimensionally anymore, I'm going to think out of the box, I am going to use my critical thinking, my common sense skills to be able to not so much further an agenda as much as empower yourself, enlighten yourself, and get yourself to a point where you can enlighten and motivate others to do not only the good thing, but to be good, to be able to be good for society, to be able to perpetuate a sense of economic community and government, not only accountability, but be able to perpetuate the good things that bring societies together instead of perpetuating the narratives that bring us apart. And when you adhere to a party, it's like putting blinders on that you're not listening or paying attention to what the party is actually doing. You're just listening to what you want to hear. You're backing candidates that end up doing the same thing that you end up complaining about later when things don't happen. However, usually when the establishment does what you want it to do or it does something that aligns with what you want to do, you're supporting it anyway in such a way you ignore the stuff that doesn't do any good or that does, you know, more harm than good. Stay tuned after the break here on William Wallace for America.
The talks that I had with my dad outside on our deck. It was where we got away from the distractions of the indoors and just focused on learning from each other. I want to give that time to my own son today. So as I choose to build an outdoor structure for my home, I'm choosing Sequoia Outdoor Supply. They understand what it means to build memories, and they offer everything I need to get that done. Visit SequoiaOutdoorSupply.com to learn more.
Jenna McCaffrey is a personal injury attorney, not a billboard attorney. With Jenna McCaffrey, it's not business, it's personal. She recognizes that when you have had an accident, you don't need promises. You need personal service, good advice, and someone that takes your situation personally and offers a level of service that makes you feel like your needs were met and not like you had to take a number hoping you will be made whole again. Her number is 504-837-1234. And remember, it's not business, it's personal.
When you think of a hotel, you think of someplace you stay when you are away from home. But here in New Orleans, there is a hotel you will want your out-of-town guests to stay at, and you will want to do a staycation there. And the name is Park View Historic Hotel. They are on St. Charles Avenue, overlooking the streetcar line and Audubon Park. Great views on all sides of the Park View Historic Hotel. A historic home with antiques from days gone by with a beautiful history will make any stay at the Park View Historic Hotel a unique experience.
Why buy new when you can renew? Check out Piazza's Top Gun Coatings in Harahan, Louisiana. They can take that tired old patio furniture, railings, rims, and almost anything made of metal and make it look new again. They do powder and ceramic coating and dustless media blasting to clean it. Please visit Piazza's Top Gun Coatings website at topguncoatings.net or call them at 504-667-3626.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Brooke Thorington. As the state struggles with the drought and excessive heat, a tropical depression headed towards Texas in the Gulf has most of the Bayou State under a red flag warning. Tico Fox has more.
Lake Charles meteorologist Stacy Denson says breezy conditions due to tropical activity and excessive heat is favorable for wildfires.
The combination of the fact that we've been so dry and then these gusty winds coming off that disturbance out in the Gulf.
We're entering prime hurricane season, and according to the National Hurricane Center, there are three named storms in the Atlantic Ocean and a tropical depression brewing in the Gulf of Mexico.
But none of that's going to affect us here in Louisiana.
I'm Tico Fox.
Entergy customers will not be disconnected for lack of payment while Louisiana remains under a state of emergency until September 9th. During last week's PSC Commission meeting, Commissioner Devontae Lewis asked providers not to disconnect anyone's power due to the ongoing excessive heat advisories. The Louisiana Department of Health says there have been a number of heat-related deaths. LRN.
Medicaid members, keep your address and phone number up to date to make sure you receive important information about your health insurance and you don't risk losing your coverage. If you get a letter from Louisiana Medicaid, follow the directions and respond to it as soon as possible. For questions or to update your info, call the number on your insurance card or visit healthy.la.gov. That's healthy.la.gov. Remember, keep your contact information up to date and respond to Medicaid letters so you don't lose your health care coverage.
The next time you hit the open road in Louisiana, take a closer look at who's out there with you. We're on the road in our vehicles, on our bikes, and on foot. And we need to respect each other. We all have the right to be on the road. In fact, it's Louisiana law. When you are in a vehicle, you must stop and yield to pedestrians and crosswalks. Follow the law and respect your fellow travelers. Paid for by Louisiana Highway Safety Commission.
The Louisiana Music and Heritage Experience presents NOLA Funk Fest, October 20th through the 22nd at the New Orleans Jazz Museum. This festival includes 3 days of our local beloved music, food, art, and fun, plus a special Fats Domino and Dave Bartholomew exhibit. The festival will feature Irma Thomas, Leo Nocentelli, the Dirty Dozen Brass Band, George Porter Jr. and the Running Partners, and so much more. For tickets and more information, go to NOLAFunkFest.com.
So many of my life's most important moments include the talks that I had with my dad outside on our deck. It was where we got away from the distractions of the indoors and just focused on learning from each other. I want to give that time to my own son today. So as I choose to build an outdoor structure for my home, I'm choosing Sequoia Outdoor Supply. They understand what it means to build memories, and they offer everything I need to get that done. Visit SequoiaOutdoorSupply.com to learn more.
I love MyPillow products, and I love that Mike Lindell is so passionate about his products and America. I use the pillows and the slippers and enjoy them so much, I'm placing orders on more of his products using the promo code WWFA at MyPillow.com to get big discounts on any of their products, and you will see what the rest of America loves about the products you can find at MyPillow.com using the promo code WWFA. There is a restaurant on the West Bank side of Jefferson Parish called Signet Landing, and it is a true gem for Louisiana-style dining for lunch or dinner. And their back porch overlooks a bayou with the boats of fishermen and shrimpers, so you know their seafood is fresh. So imagine having a meal at Signet Landing, and you won't be disappointed while the sun sets behind the boating community there at Signet Landing, and tell them William Wallace sent you.
Thank you for coming on back on and joining us here today with this show sponsored by Pell Hughes Printing for all of your direct mail needs, printing needs. With me on this episode is Matthew from Metairie. Matthew, how are you doing today? Turn your you gotta take your speaker off or whatever.
All right, well, hold on. Let me,
Matthew, you gotta do that automatically, man.
I can do that for a little while. So, when you're talking about ideologies, how is that different from principles? Because a communist has an ideology, and so does a fascist. They have a book, as a matter of fact. There are a couple of books on how to fulfill this ideology. A principle I find a little different, and that's one of the hardest things to try to get out of somebody running for office, is not what they're claiming they're going to do, not what they, you know, their great 10-step program for doing X or Y or Z. What are the principles that drive them?
You know, that's an interesting topic, Matthew, which is why I like bringing you on here. You know, think about this. So people use freedom and liberty, and freedom and liberty kind of flows off your tongue, but they both kind of mean the same thing. The difference is, and I'm going to just give you the gist of it, is almost like the sentiment. You know, I have freedom and I have the liberty to use that freedom. So to your point, ideologies and narratives are kind of what people adhere to. But when you say principles, it almost elevates and makes their narratives and ideologies a little more of substance, a little more valuable to society. You know, a narrative and ideology sounds like, oh gosh, it's something that the news media created up, which is kind of how we mean to say it. You know, the media is blowing it up, or the media is using it, the establishment's using it to manipulate us. But when you say somebody is principled, you know, they have ideologies and narratives. They have ideologies. Narratives are usually, like I said, created. They're ideologically principled. You know, it's kind of a way to couple it or say it a little differently to make it sound like it has more meaning. It's more meaningful. Would that be a great way to say it, Matthew?
Maybe, yeah. Because I was trying to tease out what the principles are. You know, one of the things that I think you're going to be seeing sliding in on both the quote-unquote left and the right is this attempt to turn safety into a principle. Well, safety is... what is safe? Because not too long ago in Jefferson Parish, the Jefferson Parish Council was stampeded into passing a bit of minor gun control. They passed a law that states that no new gun stores could open up within 1,000 feet of a school, because a new gun store opened up 1,000 feet from a
St. Matthew in River Ridge.
Right. And the local nice people on television were out there to record everybody freaking out about a gun store opening up, on the basis that it was unsafe. How? I don't know. They didn't get into that.
Well, what's interesting is, and not to go down that too much, is it's been there for a while, but, you know, of all the school shootings, I don't know how many. I'm only guessing that probably none of the school shootings in the last 20 years were the gun was purchased anywhere near the school.
I don't know of one where it was purchased within the same week of the event.
Well, you're using time. I'm saying location. Now, the other idea behind this is, I would also contend that in the event that something did happen there, that gun store owner would be on the scene protecting children faster than a police officer could get there. And I'm not discrediting the Jefferson Parish police officers at all whatsoever. I'm just saying that usually gun stores are law-abiding citizens that would put their life on the line to protect children and the innocent and the public. And because they are right there, they would be like within, you know, a minute. Whereas a, you know, police officer have to drive to get there, unless they just happen to be there a block or two away. That being said, though, Matthew, it does sound a little bit government gun control ish. My reason would be why, or my thing would, my question would be, why would they even have to make a law for it? I mean, I get it. I get the good intentions of it, but the reality of it is it really doesn't do any good. It's a feel-good law, which most of the laws are feel-good in nature that do absolutely nothing but have unintended consequences.
Yeah, and safety is a relative concept anyway. I mean, nobody's ever really safe.
Well, yeah, I get it.
I'm talking to you right now. A truck could hit this gas station that I'm in and destroy this room that I'm in. There's nothing to stop that from happening. No law will prevent that from happening. I think there's already a law.
Well, maybe there should be a law that trucks cannot pass within a certain range of a bathroom.
Or a gas station, you know.
They should make the hoses longer. I mean, look, we're being stupid here. But the point is well taken, but I also, not being on the council, cannot, you know, say what I heard or but I can tell you that gun store's been there for a while. I'm not sure that it was that it's going to have any different or any kind of a unique effect in that area had they not done anything. But, you know, they just want to prevent.
Grandfathered in, so they're all right.
Right.
It's just annoying that the nice people on television will pass a, will start a narrative, and our politicians react to the narrative as though it's true.
That's right.
They have no principles.
Ah, you see, there we go back to principles. And on that note, Matthew, I will leave you to your travels and your gas station, all right?
All righty. You have a great evening.
Bye. Thank you for the call, Matthew. Have a great day. So that was a great – I like the topic. I like what you had to say, Matthew. How true is that? That principles are often used in a parallel way to ideologies and narratives. However, you know, when you say somebody's principles – I think that's where he was going with this, is somebody's principles are their foundation, you know, they're principled. It makes it sound like their ideologies or their values or the narratives they adhere to are elevated to be a good thing. And he brought up the Communist Manifesto, I think it was, or what the communists say about principles. And he's right. You know, there are people on the opposite side of the aisle that would use their principles to do for bad or in a nefarious way. If you think about it, Hitler's principles, the thing that Hitler used many of his principles to have reasons for what he did to Jewish people, or, you know, gave him the excuse to kill people. And that was his principled, or his principles that he used to make excuses for that. So, Matthew, you are right. The way it's used, I guess, and some people there again, some people that use their principles for bad will have every justification to give them the excuse that what they're doing is the right thing, instead of maybe it showing up more as a narrative in a way that they're doing it for wrong or bad or being nefarious about it. But that goes back to our ideologies and narratives that, you know, it's what you're adhering to. Ideologies are something that we believe in and we adhere to, and the narratives are what's the driving force behind the news story that drives people in a certain way or divides us up in a certain way. So just some unique thoughts there. And it goes back to when we're one-dimensional, we're adhering to party, we're adhering to those ideologies, we're adhering to those narratives. It goes back to that. Because when that happens, we lose focus on doing the right thing instead of being able to use our common sense and our critical thinking skills to do the right thing. We're being guided by things that are not helping us do the right thing.
Include the talks that I had with my dad outside on our deck. It was where we got away from the distractions of the indoors and just focused on learning from each other. I want to give that time to my own son today. So as I choose to build an outdoor structure for my home, I'm choosing Sequoia Outdoor Supply. They understand what it means to build memories, and they offer everything I need to get that done. Visit SequoiaOutdoorSupply.com to learn more.
I love MyPillow products, and I love that Mike Lindell is so passionate about his products and America. I use the pillows and the slippers and enjoy them so much, I'm placing orders on more of his products using the promo code WWFA at MyPillow.com to get big discounts on any of their products, and you will see what the rest of America loves about the products you can find at MyPillow.com using the promo code WWFA. There is a restaurant on the West Bank side of Jefferson Parish called Signet Landing, and it is a true gem for Louisiana-style dining for lunch or dinner. And their back porch overlooks a bayou with the boats of fishermen and shrimpers, so you know their seafood is fresh. So imagine having a meal at Signet Landing, and you won't be disappointed while the sun sets behind the boating community there at Signet Landing, and tell them William Wallace sent you.
Jenna McCaffrey is a personal injury attorney, not a billboard attorney. With Jenna McCaffrey, it's not business, it's personal. She recognizes that when you have had an accident, you don't need promises. You need personal service, good advice, and someone that takes your situation personally and offers a level of service that makes you feel like your needs were met and not like you had to take a number hoping you will be made whole again. Her number is 504-837-1234. And remember, it's not business, it's personal.
When you think of a hotel, you think of someplace you stay when you are away from home. But here in New Orleans, there is a hotel you will want your out-of-town guest to stay at, and you will want to do a staycation there. And the name is Park View Historic Hotel. They are on St. Charles Avenue, overlooking the streetcar line and Audubon Park. Great views on all sides of the Park View Historic Hotel. A historic home with antiques from days gone by with a beautiful history will make any stay at the Park View Historic Hotel a unique experience.
Why buy new when you can renew? Check out Piazza's Top Gun Coatings in Harahan, Louisiana. They can take that tired old patio furniture, railings, rims, and almost anything made of metal and make it look new again. They do powder and ceramic coating and dustless media blasting to clean it. Please visit Piazza's Top Gun Coatings website at topguncoatings.net or call them at 504-667-3626. All my
friends are searching. So here is where I'm going with this thought on my show, William Wallace for America, broadcasting live from WGSO 990 AM today, brought to you by Pell Hughes Printing and Direct Mail. So where I'm going with this is, in this election cycle, I am watching a culmination from behind the scenes that I'm going to share with you a little bit, generally speaking. We have a political party that is doing some things that many people don't agree with. We have a political party that many people absolutely love. Some of them are very upset with what's going on during this political process. Some are very happy with it because it's pushing the candidates that they want. I would like to ask everybody to stop being guided as much by your party, to not be guided by the shiny object, the new girl on the block, or the new boy on the block, to stop allowing yourself to be guided by the narratives, ideologies, or even better yet, to Matthew's point, don't let yourself be guided by somebody's principles, because they might sound good or correct, or they might sound like something that's good. It's elevated. It's something that's, it's a good thing to be there. Don't allow yourself to be guided by that or the party. Allow yourself to be guided by your conscience, your mind. Use your critical thinking skills. It's difficult. It's not easy. You got to back away. You got to kind of look at some things. You got to listen to some other people. It takes a little bit more time. But if we continue to just vote along either party lines, political party lines, ideologies, narratives, or the principles that someone says elevates them above the rest, we're not going to go forward in our country. We're going to go backwards. We're going to get to a point where the masses that were formed by those narratives and ideologies are going to kind of suck us all in and move us in a direction for the benefit of the establishment and not the benefit of the people or the individual. Because we keep saying people, and I want to correct myself right now because this thought came to me, that it's not about the people. Yeah, people cumulative speaking our country, the people of our country. It's really about the individual. Our founding fathers collectively spoke of the people, but what they were really referring to is the individual. They're really referring to the freedoms and liberties of the individual, the rights of the individual to be able to seek their own prosperity, own their own land, be able to travel freely about our great country, to be able to have a family, raise their family, pursue all the great opportunities that a free country has to offer. It's the rights of the individual that are paramount. And it's the rights of the individual that get trampled on when we become one-sided. The rights of the individual get trampled on when we adhere to the party or the establishment or the candidate that's guided by the party or ruled by the narratives and ideologies that shift the tides in the directions that are only benefit the masses. That is why we have to back away. We can like and be members of the party that we choose. We can like the narratives and we can like the ideologies. We can even like the principled qualities or the principles of somebody that we think we'll vote for. But we have to learn to do it from outside the bubble. We've got to learn to step out of that vacuum that only keeps us in a place where our freedoms and liberties aren't paramount to the masses. And that's why I'm saying in this show, this episode, that we need to learn to, you can love your party, but you gotta back away and use your critical thinking skills. All too often these days, we're not exercising our own mental ability to think about our freedoms and liberties that we enjoy, to think about what we want as individuals. We don't say, gee, I want to have the, I'm being simplistic here. I want to be able to go paint my house without having to go file for a permit, go down to the, and I get it, you know, the all these little rules, regulations were all put in so people aren't, you know, doing the wrong thing in their neighborhoods and bringing down the values of homes and whatnot. But follow me here down this road for ease. I want to be able to paint my house without having to go down to the county office, parish in Louisiana, and ask slash beg for a permit to do what I want to do on my property and have to pay a fee. I don't want to have to pay a fee to paint my house. I don't want to have to pay a portion of somebody's salary because I want to work on my house. I get it. Electrical, framing, when you're renovating, building, it's important because that affects public service, things like fire department. It just affects the neighborhood in a safety way. I kind of get it. But hey, if somebody wants to take a chance and they live far enough away from everybody else that their house is going to fall down on top of them, that's their freedom and their liberty. It sounds crazy. I get it. But I want to be a free person. I want to be somebody that doesn't have to ask somebody that I put in, that I elected, who got in the office, snuck in the office, got elected, however that happened, by using the hot narratives and the hot ideologies to be able to get them elected, or that they adhered to a party that got behind them and put them in by bringing the masses together, using the narratives and ideologies that after they get elected, they are working with the bureaucracies to be able to push certain rules, permits that we have to abide by that erode our freedoms and liberties. And if we don't get involved in this political process and we don't wake up and we don't use our critical thinking, common sense skills, then we are going to be victims of the narratives and ideologies that get used to take away our freedoms and liberties. Thank you so much for listening to my show, William Wallace for America. Don't forget about Pell Hughes, and I'll catch you on the next episode.
Buy new when you can renew. Check out Piazza's Top Gun Coatings in Harahan, Louisiana. They can take that tired old patio furniture, railings, rims, and almost anything made of metal and make it look new again. They do powder and ceramic coating and dustless media blasting to clean it. Please visit Piazza's Top Gun Coatings website at topguncoatings.net or call them at 504-667-3626.
I love MyPillow products, and I love that Mike Lindell is so passionate about his products and America. I use the pillows and the slippers and enjoy them so much, I'm placing orders on more of his products using the promo code WWFA at MyPillow.com to get big discounts on any of their products, and you will see what the rest of America loves about the products you can find at MyPillow.com using the promo code WWFA. There is a restaurant on the West Bank side of Jefferson Parish called Signet Landing, and it is a true gem for Louisiana-style dining for lunch or dinner. And their back porch overlooks a bayou with the boats of fishermen and shrimpers, so you know their seafood is fresh. So imagine having a meal at Signet Landing, and you won't be disappointed while the sun sets behind the boating community there at Signet Landing, and tell them William Wallace sent you.
What does grace mean to you? At Grace at the Green Light, a 501c3 nonprofit, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, clean drinking water, and the chance to go home again. Our work is made possible through the generous support of Emery & James Limited, an independent insurance agent serving Covington, Hammond, and Metairie, Louisiana. Emery & James, serving our community for generations. Learn more at emeryjames.com.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show right here on WGSO 990 AM, New Orleans, Louisiana.